Well, today, as our tradition, sort of here in our Northwest Arkansas, we have the post-Thanksgiving day. We have our meal later. Let's turn to Psalms 100, verse 4. Here it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. That's our God. In 1621 is a special year. This is God's blessing. 1621 is considered the first Thanksgiving in America. When the Pilgrims and Wampanoag tribe, I got that probably wrong, but had a celebration to mark a successful harvest. Only about half of those who were on the Mayflower were still alive at this point. Now, this is only a year later. The ones still alive were from infants to 50 years old. If that is the case, some of us wouldn't be here, looking at it. It's easy to give thanks when things are going well, but we have the examples of people who were thankful when things were going through, when they were going through very, very difficult times. Paul was thankful when he was in jail and suffering greatly. Joseph was thankful because he realized it was God's will he ended up in Egypt because he was there to save his family from the famine, even though he didn't know it at the time. Even though falsely accused and enduring being in prison, he was still thankful. Ruth, this is a special person here, was thankful even though she left her homeland, even though Naomi was encouraging her to go back to her family. But she left her homeland and ended up in poverty for a while. She was thankful for Naomi and being able to glean fields for Boaz. Well, Naomi was her mother-in-law, and she really appreciated her, and she had told her wherever she went, she wanted to go too. Naomi tried to talk her out of it. It didn't work. She went anyway. She had no idea she would end up being the great grandmother of a king, King David, and being in the lineage of Jesus Christ. What are some of the attitudes of thankfulness? Gratefulness. Being appreciative. Appreciate what we have. Appreciate who we are. Appreciate what God has given us. Gladness. Delighted. Sometimes things will happen to you, just seem so delighted just to hear a word or know something's going on. Happy. If you can be happy, you better be thankful, you know. Sometimes we're not happy. You're satisfied. Satisfied with our food, our drink, just our life in general. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In the New King James Version, Hebrews 12:28-29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. We're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We're We're guaranteed that, because God will make sure of that. We have so much to be thankful for. This holiday reminds us of God's graciousness and the importance of being thankful. What are some of the things we can be thankful for? For our health. Many people have very difficult times in health. We have people that don't have limbs. They're in a wheelchair without legs. But you know, they can be thankful. They're thankful even that they wake up in the morning. Many of us aren't able to think about that. How about just life itself? Are you thankful to have life? Well, it comes from God. Be thankful of family. Family is very important. My family, most of them are out on the West. Had a call yesterday, a message from our oldest son. They have a friend, they live in Tucson, Arizona. They had a friend that wasn't answering their call, trying to get older. So they went to check on her, and they had a key to her house to check on her. They got there and went in and found her dead. And we don't know how long it had been or what caused it, anyway, that was a bit hard thing. We need to be thankful of our brethren. We sort of iron sharpens iron. We get here together, butting heads and talking about things, and it helps us. It energizes us. Our mates. Be happy you have a mate. Many people would love to have, but they don't have. They strengthen us. They help us to do better. Our job. If we're working, be thankful of a job, that you have a job. There's people here who do not want jobs. They would rather sit and do nothing than to work, you know, expecting somebody else to take care of them. Be thankful you have a job and can take care of yourself. Our home. It may not be the greatest sometimes. Some people live in nice homes. Some people live in not so nice homes. But you know, it's four walls. It's a roof to keep the rain out. And we can be warm there. The food we eat every day. And we do eat every day. Sometimes a couple times a day. God's calling. That's one of the greatest gifts we can find. Greatest things to be thankful for. But be thankful that the Bible is so available. In your phones, you can go buy one in the bookstore. Get one at Goodwill. You know, but be thankful that you have that. Thankful for forgiveness. Many times we don't think of ourselves as being forgivable, but God does forgive us. For God's Spirit leading us to repentance. Without God's Spirit, we don't come to repentance. Our faculties. Be thankful that we have our hearing, our seeing, smell the good food, touch, etc. Without our sight, we wouldn't be able to see each other. We wouldn't see the beautiful colors people are wearing, you know, and our gray hair, you know, all that stuff, you know, we come with. And thankful of every breath we take. Every time you breathe in, that breath, remember that's coming from God. That is a blessing. Some quotes here. Albert Einstein said, "There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as if everything was a miracle." Look at so many things that are a miracle. Look at the sight. Look at our health, our bodies, how fantastically they're made. That's a miracle. Tecumseh, a famous Shawnee leader and warrior, he lived from 1768, 1813, he's a little bit older than I am. "And when you arise in the morning, give thanks for the food and for the joy of living. If you see no reason for living, for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself." There's always something to give thanks for. You know, you may not feel like it. Sometimes you could get up grumpy and, you know, all that stuff. But there's something to be thankful for. Rabbi Harold Kushner said, "If you concentrate on finding whatever is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures the soul. Cicero, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, it is the parent of all others. And finally, in closing, turn with me to Philippians. Philippians 4. And we're going to read in verse 4 to 8. I guess I've got to get to 4 first. Beginning in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your great gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Great brother, this has been a great day, and it's good to be together. There's a few of us here today, but that's what matters. We're two or three are gathered together. And just thank you for being here. Have a happy Sabbath.